It was 1967 when the extraordinarily clear and powerful voice of Grace Slick sent a message to the world that there was definitely something happening in San Francisco. My name is Kevin Murnane, and this is Tuned Into Music. This is the first of two podcasts devoted to the first wave of bands that came out of San Francisco in the late 1960s. Most of the first wave of San Francisco bands formed somewhere around 1965, and many of them had their first albums come out in 1967. The Jefferson Airplane's Surrealistic Pillow was the record that broke San Francisco to the rest of the world. The Airplane had put out an album in 1966 with female vocalist Signe Anderson. Anderson left the band in October of that year in order to devote more time to raising her newborn son, and Slick joined the band the next day. Surrealistic Pillow was released in February of 1967. Many people associate the vocal sound of the Airplane with Grace Slick. And although she was an excellent vocalist, it was the pairing of her voice with that of the band's founder, Marty Balin, that produced the Airplane's distinctive vocals. When the two of them let loose and their voices darted and intertwined around each other, they made a sound that was so exciting and so unique that the band was instantly identifiable. Nobody sounded like they did. The opening track from Surrealistic Pillow, She Has Funny Cars.
Very wise, maybe very wise.
From 67 through 69, the Airplane released four albums before the group began to break up. There's so much good music on those albums that we'll devote a future Tuned Into Music podcast just to them. For this survey of the first wave of San Francisco bands, we'll focus on Surrealistic Pillow. Side one of that album ended with three songs, all of which are good, but I always thought the magic lay in the sequencing of the three together, and I've been really disappointed with greatest hits collections that break the three of them up. From side one of Surrealistic Pillow, the last three songs, My Best Friend, Today, and Coming Back to Me.
Are you my best friend?
You are my best friend.
I love you so well. To the end of time, you won't see me. Are you my best friend?
You are my best friend.
And I see you, it seems. Now I can see I've fallen into your love. Dream. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, I'll follow you wherever time will take me to. Forever I'll be one with you.
One with you.
One with you.
Are you my best friend?
You are my best friend.
Set you free, and just like me, you'll be being in love with me. Do you know what I mean? Yeah,
you know what I mean
now.
Do you know?
I'm gonna set you free. Yeah,
you
be in love with me.
Not the same to be anymore. I'm so full of love, I could burst apart and start to cry. Today, everything you want, I swear, it all will come true. Today, standing here, I could tell the world what it means to love. To go on from here, I can't use words, they don't say enough. Please, please, listen to me. It's taken so long to come true. Summer had inhaled and held its breath too long. The winter looked the same as if it never had gone. And through an open window where no curtain hung, I saw you. I saw you coming back to me. One begins to read between the pages of a look, the shape of sleepy music, and suddenly you're hooked. Through the rain upon the trees that kisses on the run, I saw you. I saw you coming back to me. If you came to stay and live my way, scatter my love like leaves in the wind. You always say you won't go away, but I know what it always has been. It always has been a transparent dream beneath an occasional sign. Most of the time I just let it go by. Now I wish it hadn't begun. I saw you. Yes, I saw you coming back to me. Strolling the hill. hills overlooking the shore. I realize I've been here before. The shadow in the mist could have been anyone. I saw you. I saw you coming back to me, small things like reasons are put in a jar. Whatever happened to wishes wished on a star? Was it just something that I made up for fun? I saw you. I saw you coming back to me.
The freak scene in San Francisco was centered on the one hand on the intersection of Haight-Ashbury, and on the other on the intersection of expanding personal perception and community awareness. Of course, this was accompanied by large quantities of psychedelic music and drugs, and to a lesser extent, politics. One of the most well-known political songs of the era was I Feel Like I'm Fixin' to Die Rag by Country Joe and the Fish. Country Joe and the Fish were vocalist Country Joe McDonald and guitar player Barry the Fish Melton. They first used the name Country Joe and the Fish in 1965 when McDonald decided to put out a talking version of a radical political journal that he was editing called Rag Baby. This talking version, which would now be called an EP, contained two songs by Country Joe and the Fish, one of which was I Feel Like I'm Fixing to Die Rag. The group put out their first album in 1967, and I Feel Like I'm Fixing to Die Rag was supposed to be on it. However, their record company, Vanguard Records, was afraid that the song was too politically in-your-face and backed off. The success of the first album convinced them otherwise, and I Feel Like I'm Fixing to Die Rag then became the title track of their second album, which was also released in 1967. Country Joe and the Fish, The Fish Cheer, and I Feel Like I'm Fixing to Die Rag.
Give me an F!
Himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. So put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, like a two, like a three, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven, open up the pearly gates. Ain't no time to wonder why we're all gonna die.
Come on, General, let's move fast. The old big chance has come at last. Gotta go out, get those reds. The only good commie is the one that's dead. And you know that peace could only be won when the golden rule of the kingdom come.
And it's one, two, three, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven, open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't
we'll be right back. it if you drop the bomb. They drop it on the Viet Cong.
And it's 1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7, open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why we're all gonna die.
Well, come on, brothers, throughout the land, pack your boys up to Vietnam. Come on, fathers, don't hesitate. Send them off before it's too late. Be the first one on your block to have your boy come home in a box.
And it's 1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7, open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why we're all gonna die.
Joe McDonald was in a better position to know what he was talking about than most of the protest singers or musicians who wrote anti-war songs during the 1960s. When he was 18, he joined the Navy, and his term of enlistment ended in 1964, the year before I Feel Like I'm Fixin' to Die Rag first surfaced. One of the most promising of the first wave of San Francisco bands was Moby Grape. Moby Grape was formed around talented but unstable rhythm guitarist Skip Spence. Spence had briefly played guitar with the Quicksilver Messenger Service and was the original drummer with the Jefferson Airplane. He was joined on guitar in Moby Grape by Jerry Miller and Peter Lewis, with Bob Mosley on bass and drummer Don Stevenson. The band released its self-titled and brilliant first album in 1967. All five members of the group contributed songs. They played a wide variety of music, and they played it all very well. We'll start with two of the more rock or psychedelic-oriented tracks from Moby Grape, album opener Hey Grandma and Omaha.
Make me feel so fine. Oh, the dust.
In addition to classic and psychedelic rock, Moby Grape incorporated country rock, blues, and even some elements of jazz and folk into their music. One of the things that really made them stand out from other bands was that all five members of the group sang. Here's two more songs from their debut album, Mr. Blues, and a song that shows what you can do with five-part vocal harmonies when not everybody is doubling the main vocal line. The name of the tune is 805, and although the lyrics aren't especially meaningful for me, I've had this tune stuck in my head, in a good way, since I first heard it over 40 years ago. Mr. Blues and 805.
Where's that hole, Mr. Blues? I guess it's fine. Tell you the news, 'cause I'm not afraid of you, Mr. Blues. Now, oh, where's that hole, Mr. Blues? I guess he's gone away now. My mind has never been bothered with being unkind. But listen, listen here, people, I've left him behind. You better come on, got the hell, gotta put down on Mr. Blues. And let me tell you, got to put the, got to put my blues down on the table. Not to, let the blues go down, down my throat now. Talk. You're leaving goodbye.
After their terrific first album, it all fell apart for Moby Grape. Skip Spence suffered from schizophrenia, and the combination of his mental illness and LSD led to him completely coming apart while they were in New York trying to record their second album. Spence was committed to New York's Bellevue Hospital for the Criminally Insane. The band finished the album, but it was a major disappointment. Through that second and later albums, they would occasionally show flashes of their original brilliance, but they never again reached the consistent heights of that great first record. All hope the band had of maybe getting it back together effectively ended in 1969 when Bob Mosley, the bass player, quit to join the Marines. Here's one final song from their debut album, Moby Grape. The name of the track is Indifference. Jefferson Airplane, Country Joe and the Fish, Moby Grape, what great bands, and that's only half the story. Join us on our next podcast for the second part of our survey of the first wave of San Francisco bands, when we'll tune in to the music of Big Brother and the Holding Company, the Grateful Dead, and Quicksilver Messenger Service. But that's the next time. My name is Kevin Murnane, and this is Tuned Into Music. You take care of each other.
Hey.